And thanks for joining us live from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I'm Dan Zhang. Really, Pirates Fest 2024. You could join us with free digital tickets available at pirates.com/piratesfest. Hey, folks, fan text line, if you'd like to shoot us a text, 412-928-9370. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Follow us on Twitter, also Instagram as well. We've got some photos for you here from Instagram on the story. Behind the scenes, our engineer Seth is posting those. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Leover Pergero is with us. Peggy, as he is affectionately called by fans and teammates alike, and really had a breakout 2024. And I would anticipate that he's going to be right in the mix for the second base job. There's going to be a lot of competition, and second base is, I think, one of the more intriguing storylines going into 2024. Peggy, how we doing, buddy? Happy New Year to you, and welcome to, I guess, your first Pirates Fest, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it feels very good. I never had one of this, but I really like it so far. It's been amazing, so I can't complain. I'm just enjoying it.
So reflecting on 2023, I should say, it was really productive for you. What did you learn about yourself starting in Double-A, about a week in Triple-A, and then coming to the big leagues, especially towards the tail end of the year? It all really seemed to kind of come together for you. What was your takeaway from your first real taste in the big leagues?
Yeah, I mean, just being honest, I mean, it wasn't easy. And I knew that was coming. I was on a learning process. I feel like it was just one of those period that you got to take as a takeaway for yourself. And I mean, I feel like it was more about how can I move forward without thinking about the bad things. So it was just like how can I turn the page quicker and just move forward. I feel like that was my biggest takeaway.
You spent 2 months this past off season in the Dominican, then you moved on to Tampa Bay. Here, you work out and are very close with, for those that do not know, Julio Rodriguez, one of the up-and-coming superstars in the game for the Seattle Mariners. He's your boy. He's your off-season workout buddy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's a privilege to be next to him. You know, it's an incredible guy. Somebody that I've been watching since 2016, 2017. And all the time I'm around him, I'm just down to learn something new. And he's one of those people that is always pushing you forward and just getting you stuff to get better. So I feel like having people like him, it's going to be great for you, for yourself, you know, how to be a better person and a better player.
What do you pick up from him?
I mean, the main thing I pick up from him is just the way he acts around certain stuff. When he's in the field, he's just very focused and enjoyable. I feel like not a lot of people has that kind of thing, you know. And that's my favorite thing about him. All the time when I watch him, that's the thing that I pay attention to the most. And also his swing. I mean, his swing is amazing.
He's amazing. Do you keep in touch during the season? Like, are you guys talking back and forth? Does that relationship continue, or is it primarily the off-season work that you do?
No, we do. We be even FaceTiming each other in the middle. Yeah, in the season, we do talk through a lot of things, and most of the times when we see each other, we just like to you know, just interact a little bit and talk about the family and stuff like that. Zero bowl talk most of the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but we just focus to each other and things like that.
Leover Pergero is with us. He's going to be in the mix for the second base job going into spring training with us at Pirates Fest 2024. You've never played outfield. You were telling me you throw on a glove, you go anywhere, play anything, do whatever you got to do to get into the lineup, huh?
Yeah. I mean, my main thing is just help the team, man. I'm down to do whatever they want me to do. So I'm just here to help and get that championship.
What's on your checklist for 2024? How do you get better? You evaluate, you reflect as to what 2023 was. What have you been working on this offseason? What are your – I mean, obviously team goals come first and foremost, but you also have individual goals. I wonder if you'd share those with us.
Yeah. I mean, like I mentioned before, I feel like How can I be healthy the whole season? Of course, that's my main thing. And also, how to turn the page. I feel like that's the key for me. You know, we as young guys coming up, we don't really take a look to it, and we don't really sit back and you know talk to yourself. So I feel like that's just the key for me. That was something that really helped me before, and I just want to keep improving on it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we look forward to watching those improvements, the contributions, and watching you become a big part of bringing back a winner here to Pittsburgh. Peggy, thank you much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Leover Pergaro, right in the mix for that second base job, had a great 2023, joining us here from Pirates Fest 2024. Well, coming up next, the Renegade, David Bednar, is on deck. Plus, Jack Sawinski, Brian Reynolds will join us. We invite you to stay tuned. Pirates Fest 2024 live from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Hey, folks, a reminder, listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at 937thefan.com and the contesting page. Back in just a moment. Stay with us from Pirates Fest 2024 on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.